So where do we get up to? Verse 16. Yes. So we did the first 10. Did we do more? Where did we get up to? Number 11. Right, so the Avnei Nezer says it's a mitzvah. That's why he says maybe you can do it on Shabbos, because Esei Docha Lo Saseh, and here even though it's an Lo Saseh Vaseh, but it's an Lo Saseh Vaseh Kal, because it's you're not doing the goyim are doing. You're not doing the action. But he says it's a mitzvah, whereas he claims the Magen Avraham says it's just a it's just a hechsher to daven, but it's not a mitzvah. So if there's some nice person that will say, okay, you can have my basement, or you could have my that's how we end the cheer. But today people don't give out their basements, they give out their lawns, right, to daven. So if somebody says, give out my lawn, so he's a nice guy, so we don't need a shul. Whereas, and I told you, the Zohar HaKadosh on the Pasuk Vasuli Mikdash, Zohar HaKadosh says that that's the mitzvah of building a shul. Okay, 12. Tein divrei Avnei Nezer b'tam she'ein din shel chil Hashem b'zman hazeh. In other words, Avnei Nezer has another svara to say why there's no chil Hashem if you have a shul, right? If you have a shul built, So maybe normally the Magen Avraham says a chil Hashem because the goyim don't let their shul, their churches being built on Sundays or holidays. So we can't be less, you know. So he quotes a Chasam Sofer. To explain why he thinks there's no Chil Hashem this man has there. In Shavuot Mem Beis. So he says, let's see here. What was the Chavonish reason? Because the Sofer Shabbos Manazesh and Isparseim on page 23. Manazesh and Isparseim Eitzel Hagoyim Shein Israel Tzleinim Shabbos Odei Goy. In other words, the Goyim think that we just hold that there's no Isra of Mirlach. In other words, the Goyim aren't going to think that we're being makel on Shabbos. They can just think that, yeah, they're takamachmir on Shabbos, but they're doing with the Goyim, because that's not a problem. In other words, that's what the Goyim think. The Goyim, so that's what the Chasam Sofer says. Mazon hazeh, shen esparsem meitzal goyim, shen isra, it's leid b'shal, it's leid goy, mashem chamim, because they see that the Goyim heat up the, you know, make the house on Shabbos for us when it's cold in the winter. So even though they're not lamdanim to realize that's because it's makom choli, so you can amir lakum is aser. The goyim would think no, we don't that amir lakum is not an iser. That's what they think about us. So. So they don't realize that, so they think that. So therefore, they're not going to think. In other words, if we were actually doing it on Shabbos, then that would be a big chil Hashem. it was more than just a chil Hashem, it was the Nisim Malacha, you know, but we're doing it on Shabbos Hayde Akum. So the Goyim say, not that the Jews are being lackadaisical about their religion, and we're more stringent, it's that that they're doing it with a non-Jew, so doing it with a non-Jew is not a problem. So he says, that they actually do it on their holiday also. So he says that, so if your minig is to build with kablanas on Shabbos, so be it.
How does this work in terms of like hiring a Jew to like be a waiter on Shabbos or even hiring a Jew to like bring cater food on Shabbos?
Well, where is it not doing any malacha. Hopefully.
I don't know, this doesn't seem right.
Waiters just bringing out. I would say, whenever you make a Shabbos bar mitzvah, right? So they have waiters, right?
In the cat? I don't know nowadays. Do they still have waiters in the cat?
Yeah.
Sure. Right? So waiters are just bringing out the food. It's no different than when you bring out food in your own house.
Right, but you're working on Shabbos in a sense.
No, so that is a question if you're getting paid, this is Shiloh Schar Shabbos and things like that. That's a different issue, getting paid for doing something on Shabbos. But that could be Malka Mitzvah, the Heterim, and things like that. Okay, number 13. Tein Divrei Ha'Avnei Nezer, Begedim Mitzvahs Binyan Beis Knesses. Right, so that we saw already, right? That the Avnei Nezer says it's a mitzvah. So Mela, since it's a mitzvah, we say Ase Docha Lo Sase Vase because it's a week Lo Sase Vase. But it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to build a shul. That's Avnei Nezer Shita. Like the Zohar Kaddish. I'm surprised he doesn't quote it. The Avnei Nezer knows the, you know, sometimes quotes from the Zohar, you know. Now Avnei Nezer is unbelievable sefer. To realize. Sakachala. Who was the son of the Avnei Nezer? The son of the Avnei Nezer?
Shemi Shmuel.
Right, the son of the Chacham Tzvi was the Rav Yaakov Emden, was the son of the Chacham Tzvi.
Wait, was he the Sakachala?
Sakachala, right. And who was the father in law of the Avnei Nezer? The Heiliger Kutzker, right? The Heiliger Kutzker.
There's a maaseh that he went to be verheered by the Tzanzer, whether he should marry his daughter.
Uh-huh.
So the Tzanzer was giving him a lot of kashas, and the Avnei Nezer got back to him, gave him all his kashas back. Then the Tzanzer said, "All right, you're not for me. You're the next Gadol Hador."
Yeah. You know who knew the Avnei Nezer? Who's from Harari? Ferrari told me that who's from Toronto? Anyone here from Toronto? Rav Price was a Rav in Toronto. He passed away some years ago. I think Rav Ferrari was at the Levaya. And Rav Price, when he was a little kid, he was by the Avnei Nezer. It wasn't so long ago. Of Avraham Price from Toronto. You got to know the from Toronto. Okay, then question 14. Tana Mokel Bezor of Nos Basic Nessus. So the Milchas Elozer. Milchas Elozer. He says, Mikol Mokom of Yikil Bano Yisrael. Does he quote the Zohar, the Milchas Halazar? Let's see. Oh, Bezor HaKadosh. I mentioned Bezor HaKadosh B'Shalach, on the bottom of page 24. Bezor HaKadosh B'Shalach, Chachi B'Kadosh Nitzriyach B'chol Tikkun HaShapiro L'mehevik G'avni Lo, L'mehevik Beis Slosa L'Skonan Tikkun B'Slosa. Think of one as a Zohar HaKadosh, Lo Tzaz Merubas B'Nei Chalos Rav Shehi B'Bais Yofa. He quotes, bits of being with the heater, Kolkach. She's not welcome as Paul Blava. So he quotes from the Zohar that he quotes from the Knishnitz Rikh Kol Tikkunish Shapiro the Mehevik Gavna Yilah the Mehevik Beis Slosa Laskana Tikkun but Slosa. Ain't Havanas Hazara Lotzos Merubos Bin Yicholos Achshim Bin. He says, the Zohar says it should be a nice binyan yofa. So he calls him the Zohar that says the mitzvah. Tain divrei Magen Avraham shem nachash binyan beis hamikdash b'knesses is not a mitzvah. The Magen Avraham says it's just a hechi timtzus, the place to daven. And he says, is there an Indian to make the shul nice? Does it make it fancy? He says, Ein mitzvah b'binyan b'ezach nesem b'hidur kol kach sheyesh lehem mokum v'ispal b'laf achi. So what is he saying? The Mebel on Shame, the Nasal on Shame. The Kamal Israel, אם כבר זה זה מובן במגדל שזה עושה לעשות עם זה, זה אמרו ולא לשמוע להשם, משמעים כבר עושה לשם שמיים מותר. עושה כמו שביר, וגם אם כבר עושה כפי נדמה, כמו כמר איזה בכלל נעשה לנו שם, who is like by the Migbal Bovel, it says, we can be a Migbal Venasa Lashem. So he says, so as he says, if you make it too ostentatious, maybe it's like patterning it after Migdal Bovel. So it should be nice, but not, you know, not anything outstanding, you know. It shouldn't be, because that's like Nasa Lashem. We have, you know, to see the artwork and the shul, how beautiful it is. So that night, he says, just be plush and, you know, respectful. I'm coming into Tosus Hider, or Tos Rabos. Hash B'shalach Mayer Zarak, but we bring in Pashat Yafel Masuka. But if you make it too ostentatious, that's not good. Maybe that's like, capping the Migdal Bovel. Yeah, no, it's not about making it make it a nice place, but not off the charts. That's what he seemed to be saying.
So then he discusses the Chasam Sofer.
You know, there was an auction going on now. They're selling a postcard. Someone showed me in the library a postcard from the Michas HaLazar. They're auctioning off for a couple of $1,000. A postcard from the Michas HaLazar. Jake, a postcard from the Michas HaLazar. I don't know if that's your thing, but...
Have you ever been in?
No.
They have a video of him. They have a video of the Michas HaLazar.
Of course, the famous... anyone who's a Talmud of mine has to see the clip from the Bunkat Chachasana. You have to see it. All right. Ari, you'll look at the clip. You saw it, Jacob, right?
South America.
Yeah, you saw it, right, Jake? Jacob? Yeah? You hear that, guys? You saw it? It's a famous
a
clip. What?
This is the video where they're arguing.
Which clip is it?
No.
This is the famous clip of the
South America.
About the Minchas HaLazar's daughter's wedding.
Oh, can you send it to the chat?
I've sent it to the WhatsApp group before.
Yeah, Ezra sent it to the WhatsApp group before. Everyone has to see it. You see how they were going to the Chasen on bikes and... No? You guys saw it.
I see that.
Ezra, can you send it again?
Ezra, send it again. And then he complains about the Chil Shabbos in America. It was a wedding taking place in Europe. Mm-hmm. But he was... I think someone said they knew that it was being videoed and the people in America would see it, so that's why he took an opportunity to yell about the Chil Shabbos in America. And also the clip, you should also see the clip of the Leviah from Rav Yecheskel Roth. Yeah, did I mention about Rav Yecheskel Roth?
Who's Rav Yecheskel Roth?
Rav Yecheskel Roth is one of the biggest poskim today. I mean, unfortunately, he passed away. But you see how all the people in the shul are crying. It's an amazing feeling, you know, how...
He just passed away on Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah. Yeah.
Is this the Carlsberger Rav?
Carlsberger Rav, correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah. With Dynamos.
Yeah, he was one of the Gedolei Hador in the world. But you just see the feeling, you know, that people had for him. You know, I once went with Rav Harari, we went together once. Right, Rav Harari?
Yep. That's when he checked out your Lulu.
And what do you say about Ferrari?
No good.
Right.
Yeah. Well, first he said puzzle, then you were kind of like shaken up, so he thought you didn't understand what puzzle meant, so he said, no good.
Okay. Right, what can I tell you? Okay, that's what happens sometimes. No good.
It wasn't really possible.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we said the Chasam Sofer says that Bizman is that maybe there's no Chil Hashem, right? We said that before. Yisrael Chasam Sofer on page 25 in the Milchas Halacha Bizman is that the Shin is Parsim. It's all going to in Isser. It's laying on Shabbos like a goy. Mashem Cham Beis Achorif. He's a chorol yola yofer bezek adrab of Chasam Sofer cause below vaseish kodesh. Hayesh Chil Hashem Godel Mizeh. Oy lo osu busha. Oy so osu klima. A goy yishpos biyomu viavod biyom Shabbos kodesh halana lo tiyah Torah shleima shalana. Calling him in Beis Akneses inen lo kadeh kavis and kadeh shem shemayim. In other words, he's saying the whole point of a shul is to make a kiddush Hashem. So, how can you have a shul made on Shabbos? Ech b'vayishus chal shem kodesh b'binyano ech yitzkadish shmo shema b'toch shop toch b'nei Yisrael. So that's what the. In other words, they wanted to say based on the Chasam Sofer. The Avdinezer wanted to say, based on the Chasam Sofer, that maybe Bizman is that you can make a shul on Shabbos because there's no Chil Hashem, because going to think that we hold that Mir Lakum is Mutter. But the Chasam Sofer himself says that how can you build a shul on Shabbos when the purpose of a shul is Kiddush Shem Shemayim through an act of Chil Shem Shemayim? So. So that's what he's saying. And that's how the Milchas Halacha says that you want to be dying from the Chasam Sofer, but it's fakir. It's from the Chasam Sofer seems to write in the tshuva that that's the worst thing to build a shul on Shabbos. Because a shul is a place of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And so how could you build it all day Chil Shem Shemayim? Okay, we make the tender and Michael's a lot of Masha seen when the days of Zah. Then he writes at the end of the Tshuva, the Michael's a lot of Tshuva, Isi Babli Neza, Siem Shom, Shein Daito Nochel Hatia Bekablodis. In other words, even though Babli Neza seems to say it's okay, but then he has another tshuva where he says that he doesn't want to be matir. So he says, "So shavu yisam shein daito nocha behetet." So you see, in another tshuva, he's not so. So now the Menachas Halos is happy because he doesn't like any heter to build a shul on Shabbos. Hinani, I'm happy. There was even the Avdinezer really doesn't like it. Even though he said this whole pilpul that it's a mitzvah essay, I say no chalosa essay, even you know. But in the other tshuva, he seems to not be happy. So the Milchas Halacha is happy that the Avdinezer is not happy about building the shul on Shabbos. Yeah. Okay, so that's 18. Now we do the Maram Shik. Let's look at the Maram Shik on page 27. Tendivim Marm Shik Binyanim Hanal. So the Marm Shik also has a tshuva about this, about building shuls on Shabbos. He says, Nashu B'Lishosim, there was a fire, Yotze Eish B'Kilosi. He's like me, by Yudim, Dudolim B'Lidira. Whereas there was a fire and the people didn't have places to live. So they wanted to rebuild the houses for them. So, and then the winter is coming, so if they don't do a quick job, they're not going to have a place to. So maybe we could matter on the kablonis. This is not about shoes, about, you know, houses. You can do so. We got to do so, Maran. The group had done his name also. Lobir in Rovan Shemokum Shalobonim. So, what was the case? Do most people build the Kablonis there, or they don't? So he says, he came. If most people build a Kablonis, so then it should be mut. Pasha diish lahatir. Kibur barachaim. Shemir van shem mokum hu maskim rosochim bekablonis shuv ein lachush lemarasayim. Except for the Nodim Yehuda. And the Yehuda b'chichmir b'dibay she omid b'rchov agoy. In vokim yish lachush l'orchim. So. So then he says that if most people do all your day kablonis, it should be okay.
He said, like,
yes, so he says that. Is machmir. Was choshes for orchin. But he says it's not the pashtus. Pashtus is its mutter. And if, especially if everyone knows that it's in local shagav him yadu the cave. Yadavka im yodim shein a minigah yodiskor bekablonis ikal mecha shech shidu. But shuv because of gam kain mitam acher v'gam chasha shechil Hashem itzal alkom shechasha la magrevam. Kain no lam goy in kablonis adai the nafshi of v'ein rotz lishbos kain shu shechir bekablonis. But in Eina Rav Bonim, all the day, Kablonis, Asrichim, one of all the Hatayim. So if it's Rav Kablonis, it should be okay. But if it's not Rav Kablonis, then we have other Hatayim. What's the other Hatayim? Aleph Shadovim, before some came, which are Rabim Sochrin, Avikamosh Kosov, Simulation, the Im Sochu Shona Hashona. Say, you rent out your house. So it's not. People think it's the guy's house. So it's being worked on Shabbos. They're not going to say that the Jew got someone. It's always rented out to the guy. So there's no maritime because it's always rented out to the guy. So whatever is being done is being done by the guy. And the second head there is. Maybe when it's so rabim, right? The berabim lekha chashada. When I'm yishol makein a pika, is that, etc. So I must yishol makein a pika.
then he says that the Shach says that even if it's a rabbim, it's still Bechor. And then we had the case of the Gemara in Shabbos, the Blessed Demila. Ish chal ben anasi berabba manasi l'chol achad b'yachid. V'kolok mi'ish k'sa smach mi'had amrinu b'Shabbos. Was that, is it maybe right? Rabbi Lezer the Mila. What's the machlok? In other words, Rabbi Lezer sheet is we know Mila is docha Shabbos, right? If you have you bought a Shabbos, you have the bris on Shabbos. What about machshire Mila? What if you forgot to bring the knife? So could you bring carry the knife on Shabbos? Right. So Rabbi Lezer says, yeah, you could do all the preparations on Shabbos also. We hold not only the Mila itself is docha Shabbos. Achshir Emil is not Dov HaShabbos. We don't paskel like Rav Lezer Emil. So, yeah, so what does he say from there? So he says, yeah. So where's that line? 1 second. Yeah. Bechomok miyish k'sas smach mihad amrinu b'Shabbos. The Rav Lezer maybe is malomul b'shas asakana. Ein chashad vur barachayim diyeshomim din hagoy mekabel achrayis abheimas v'chosu barakosh shari. Tam arakos kadeh l'frosumi misa. Imkei hu adem b'dem d'em 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 contract shall have shasu ima umar habona lar kos yelo kill lechashada. Emochosh. So what is he saying? Magoy makabel. Rosa mevi isma lomol b'shasa sakana. Tamun umamir Allah bezeidim him yotziu. Sometimes there's no chashad if it's before some that it's. Remember, Rabbi Mika chashad lama. He says that Kushi be more besuka. He gufa hiksha lama kafu on. Came in the same time. Lost your shlochas lachashad. V'chein lahad. As a shavu kim yish lakayim tzad het to zesh across the maran. El Shakati and Ryan, we had the Simakuv Mamal, the Barabba, like a Hashad, the kind of Brinianish Tam and Itzach Lassos of Ain Lachos Lachashad, and who mobile field name McCain, Kashalei, the Yerdea, in Ryan, the Sargam King, Ishlachal, Benassim, Barabba, Manasa, Lachol Echad, Biochid, who mobile is Kusasmach, we had Amrina, the Shabbos, the Rosa, maybe Isma Lombo, the Shabbos. A Sakana, Tomon, Lamir, Lavezay, and him, you call. So if you bring what? The contract that they made with the Uman who's building to our cause.
So what, in other words, the guy will bring the, was what, who will bring the contract? It was the guy whose whose apartment is renting, and he's going to bring the contract to the court, so they'll think it's the that it's the guy's house, and then the woman is working for the guy, not for the Jew. Maybe.
Maybe the Jew can lease the building to the guy.
Right, and then they
then
bring
the
it.
The guy's doing everything. Yeah. Yeah, it's like lease.
He leases the building to a guy, yeah, and then?
And then the guy is in charge of rebuilding it all. He's leasing
right,
it to
the
land.
Right,
and
he brings it to the court, so that everyone thinks it's what? The guy's, it's the guy's building.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe something like that. And therefore, there's no... So whenever you do something in the far same, that it's a guy's thing... Or it looks like a guy's thing, so no one's going to be choshed that it's a Jew's thing, and there won't be any chashad, because, like Rabbi Katan just said, that the guy will his leasing, he'll get a star in the Jewish court, and everyone will think it's the guy's building, and then he'll have and then he'll hire workers to work on Shabbos, but it doesn't look like they're working for a Jew because the guy has a contract. Even though it's only a contract of leasing, it's not a contract of buying, maybe. Okay. Okay, Rabotshei, so we have completed the Schiris V'Kablonis Chazara. So now what we have left is the Purim Shirim. We have 20 questions from the Purim Shirim. We'll do Chazar for that, and then we'll figure out when to have the Bechina. Maybe Sunday is a good time. Maybe this is where you have Shabbos to Chazar. Is that something good?
What did the Chazar say?
Yeah, I think the fellas, and then we can continue on. I think that would be a good idea. Bez Hashem. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. I have Katan and Natan and Moshe Carroll and Rav Sokol and Ezra Hagler and Daniel Albert and Josh Mozgrovsky and Victor Felder and Michael Benlolo, Daniel Albert, Avishai Samoa, and Jacob Silberger, Ezra Hagler, Yehuda Shitris, Daniel Albert, Gilad Badner, Yon Sasson, Kenny Book, Ferrari, Harav Wax, how is it in and Gilad Badner, Shlita, how is it in Hawaii, Harav Wax?
Baruch Hashem.
How's the weather in Hawaii these days?
It's amazing. It's 6:45 a.m. right now, but it's great.
It's 6:45 a.m. in Hawaii. Okay, do you see anyone keeping Shabbos on Friday in Hawaii these days?
Only the people with me in Chabad.
Rabbi, for people who keep Shabbos on Friday in Hawaii, what Shir Shalom do they say?
Oh, that's right, they have to say Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh, I guess.
So do they say Shishi on Thursday? Like... Where you just skip Shishi.
Yeah, I don't know. Shishi. That should be the worst problem we have about what Shir Shalom to say. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Rabbi, say Bez Hashem to Bez Hashem tomorrow. We'll continue.
Rabbi, is it fun coming yet or no?
Maybe today or tomorrow, Bez Hashem.
You'll let me know?
Yep.
Alright, thank you.
Bez Hashem.